God damn it, I'm muted. Ain't I? Yeah, I'm muted, son of a bitch. Okay, hey guys, hey, hey.
Oh, hey.
Hola.
Kimo von Olhaven.
What'd it do, what'd it be, baby? Ow.
All right, let's not screw this up. Let's get an audio level right away. I'm Tim.
I'm Jason. I'm Frank. I'm Maurice. I'm Hawk. I'm Buttons.
The Human Torch was denied a bank loan.
740. Prime League Podcast. Falling autumn leaves, it's gridiron time. As they face off in the league, Papua New Guinea prime. When it comes to draft selection, be methodical and wise. Draft that back or receiver who can cross the goal line. Gotta draft the clutch kicker, the defensive grind. Sacks and QB forces turnovers like this ball mine. Who gon' win it all? I'm not quite sure, don't know. Is it in your girl's guts? A team Cicito, team Aaron's, we trust a Tama Jammer, bro. And we have Grateful Zed squaring off with Let It Rain. Member Barry versus Clam Wall, and who gon' feel the pain? Spider-Man versus Waddle Rockets, who gon' do they thing? Plus that primetime showdown that completes this race. Complete fantasy football team versus team we make team face. Primetime, yeah.
Prime League Podcast, Episode 11. Here we are, gentlemen. It's Week 7. Looking at a beautiful face, and I'm looking at a letter J. How's it going, guys?
Going well. How about yourself, sir?
Well, going good. Going good. I'm also looking at a large white face with a beard, a beard gap, some skulls on the... The old cap.
Real big and noticeable beard gap.
Uncomfortably noticeable. I got a date with the barber coming up Thursday. Oh my God, I can't take looking at it. I'm set to get my hair cut on Thursday, and I'm going to see if there's anything he can do for it, but he's probably going to say no.
But he's probably going to say no.
Nah.
No. Nah,
sorry about your luck.
Nothing I can do about it.
It's not looking good. The outlook is bleak.
Oh man, crazy week fantasy wise. Coming off of a lot of close games heading into Sunday night and Monday night. A few big wins, a few last minute wins. What's your guys' assessment for last week?
All the undefeated teams are gone. Gone, just like in our fantasy league. It's crazy, both in our fantasy league and in the NFL. Had another large victory for myself. Shane goes down with a second loss.
Yep.
Jimmy still 0-6. Still, he came out swinging though. He had a good fight. Just couldn't get there. Obviously, we know King of the Hill didn't go my way. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Bryce.
Woo!
I blame both of you for that one, but whatever. waiver wire was interesting this week. We'll touch base on that in a little bit. Was surprised to see a couple things.
Yeah. I was really surprised to see Barkley out there and playing as well as he did. Normally, I mean, you know, in at least history has shown that when he does come back from an injury, his first game, he doesn't usually do much of anything. So that was good to see. And once again, Adam Thielen showing up. He put up more points than Cooper Kupp this week. I mean,
yeah, it's crazy. And Cooper Kupp came with the heat too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's back. He looked good last week. He even mm-hmm. looked, you know, he first did. Week, he still looked pretty good. But I mean, that second game, it looked like he hadn't missed any time at all. And that worries me with Puka Nacua. We'll talk about that a little bit later, though. But before we get started, you can email the show, primeleaguepodcast@gmail.com. You can call the show anytime while we're live, 740-346-5607. And we're on social media, on Twitter, Shane, or X.
At Prime League Pod.
There you go.
Weekly Review.
All All right, week six officially in the books. Let's check in on the action.
All right, the 4-2 Sanford Water Rockets fall to the now 3-3 Clam Wallet Scavengers with a victory of 104-94. That was the smallest margin, the closest game we had. There was a certain player or two, we'll see, that helped Remy get that win. We'll touch base on that more later as well. The 3-3 Spider-Man Parts fall to the now 2-4 Member Berries, 133-75. That was the largest margin of victory. The 3-3 McTeam Face loses to the now 5-1 Tama Jama, 120-107. Disappointing to see. Was hoping for some bigger action. Get Shane in the loss column and King of the Hill, but what can he do? The fantasy football team defeats. Oh, the fantasy football team also now with a record of 5-1 defeats the now 3-3 Grateful Zeds, 133-107. The 4-2 Let It Rain defeats the now 0-6 Team Sestito, 137-113. Good showing by Jimmy, and that was the highest scoring game of the week. And finally, the 3-3 team Aaron We Trust, which is actually Rocky Balboa now, defeats the 1-5 Comeback Kids, 118-79, in the lowest scoring game of the week. Shane, give us a review on what happened in the free agency and waivers.
Gotcha. So before waivers even ran, the Grateful Zeds added Brandon Powell and Deonta Foreman. Spider-Man Parts added Falcons defense and dropped Juju Smith-Schuster. That was just free agent acquisitions. Then when waivers ran, Tama Jama dropped Jerry Jeudy, added Sam Howell for $45. I saw you beat a few people out on that one as well.
He beat me, the bastard.
Member Berries, you dropped Jake Moody and added Julio Jones for $25. When I saw that, I was like, is Julio Jones on a team?
He is.
And I was blown away to see that.
Saw it late last night. I had to take my chance.
There you go. Fantasy football team dropped Kenneth Gainwell and added Latavius Murray for $14. They also dropped the Dolphins defense for the Commanders defense for $7. And they also dropped Rico Dowdle and added Daniel Jones for $0. The Sanford Water Rockets dropped Greg Dulcich for Zach Evans for $12. And in a surprise move, I also dropped Amari DeMarcado for Michael Mayer. $0 on that bid. Grateful Zeds dropped Deonta Foreman, Raiders defense, and Riley Patterson, and added Luke Musgrave, Kenny Pickett, and Jason Myers. He stopped into the pit shop there and traded out a few pieces, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. He had a lot of moves there for not a lot of money.
Yeah. Team McTeamface dropped Josh Kelly, added Craig Reynolds for $0. And then Rocky Balboa, formerly Team Aaron Has Trust, dropped Evan Engram and Robert Woods for the Packers defense and picked up Wandale Robinson for $0 each. And then finally, I should say, Let It Rain dropped Tyquan Thornton. And then we move into the trades. We only had one this week. It was pretty big, though. Grateful Zeds traded TJ Hawkinson and Amari DeMarcado, who we just saw is now on waivers, to me, the Sanford Water Rockets, for one James Cook.
So that's interesting. The Amari DeMarcado saga continues. Gets picked up for $75 and gets traded away for James Cook and TJ Hawkinson in the mix as well, and then back into the free agency pool.
And then right back in the pool. Oh my God.
I know he has no idea what's happening in his life in our fantasy, but man, it's been a whirlwind of a week for him. The second highest waiver pickup of the year gets picked up, traded, and dropped within a week.
Within a couple of days.
Oh, he had one chance with me, man. After I saw what happened this week, I'm out on the Cardinals running back game until my guy comes back, Connor. So I wasn't trying to play a game for Engram or him. I don't want to try to take bets on who's going to run. You saw Damian Williams, or I don't know if you saw, but Damian Williams had his fair share of runs this week as well, which was insane to me. So I don't want any part of that three-headed monster.
Yeah, it's always tough. I put it a high bid in for Amari, too. So at this point, I'm glad I didn't get him. But once a running back goes out, if there's no clear front runner and it becomes a
toss-up
running back by committee thing, it's no good. And that was honestly my fear in Miami with Mostert before Devontae Acne got hurt.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, if you look at the breakdown this week, Demarcado had 60% of the snaps, but he's out there more for the passing, and Dobbs does not throw to his running backs. He had, I think, one target on the day. So, I mean,
yeah,
that's not going to get it done if he's not getting any rushing attempts and he's only getting, you know, attacks through the air and it's not coming from Dobbs. So,
yeah, and the attempts he did have just weren't cutting it. It's kind of the same situation in Pittsburgh right now with Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. Najee is getting more of the snaps, but he's not making the most of his runs, and Jaylen Warren is. He's just averaging more yards per carry, but less carries.
He's creeping up there, too. I was talking to Bryce about that, actually. I told him he might have a piece of gold in his pocket, and he didn't even realize with Jaylen Warren. Mm-hmm. He's electric, and he can catch the ball out of the backfield, and as we've discussed before, that's the way that the offenses are kind of trending, are more receiving running backs.
Yeah.
It's a very similar situation to what we saw in Dallas with Zeke and then Pollard coming in and slowly just taking over, getting more and more of that year. And then next thing you know, Zeke's gone and now it's Pollard's backfield.
Yep. And when, you know, if it keeps up at this pace, Pittsburgh is eventually, I feel like, is going to have to give Jaylen Warren the reins. And when does that happen?
So you should sell now on Najee Harris while his stock is still a little bit high.
Yeah, I don't think his stock is high at all. I tried to include him in several trades that no one was biting on. So he's just going to ride my bench out for a while now.
Okay. Yeah, looking at mine, though, I dropped Kenneth Gainwell for Latavius Murray. Dropped $14 on him. I didn't know if anyone would go after him or not. I figured that the hot one would be the Rams running back this week. So I was staying away from it because I didn't feel that it was worth it going, spending a lot of money on a guy who I just need this week and he's going to end up riding the bench. So I just went a little bit lower, spent $14, got Latavius Murray. I had to replace Kenneth Gainwell, though, because I'm going up against Bryce, who has DeAndre Swift this week. So then I'm just battling points at the same position for Swift's backup. So that's not going to work. He's going to win that matchup right there easily. So I had to go a different route, went with a different player, went with Latavius Murray. And then also had to pick up a quarterback. Bryce outbid me on Howell. So I went with Daniel Jones. They're playing against each other this week. And then I also picked up Washington's defense, who was, again, playing the Giants. So I'm battling against myself right there, quarterback and defense going against each other. So I might make a move between now and then. I'm not sure. I don't know how I'm going to feel about it, who I think will have a better game. Because what might end up happening is I might switch quarterbacks instead of going with Daniel Jones, because he's not even cleared yet. He hasn't even been cleared yet. So I may have to change quarterbacks between now and then. But that's where my angle was with the running back thing. Can't go in with a backup against DeAndre Swift and expect to win that position right there. That's what it comes down to, is your matchups, whether you're looking at your matchups in the NFL, your matchups in the fantasy league, or your matchup position by position. That's what it's all about in fantasy. So,
yeah, I mean, you're right. And the interesting thing about Sam Howell, so he's had a solid year, entire year he's had a solid year. And nobody has went after him until we all go after him. It seems like nobody went after him too. Really, that's right. Yeah, it seems like the bye weeks, I'm sure, had a played a part with it, and then, you know, also some injuries that are going on. But because he's on Washington, he's this unknown. They don't get a lot of press. He has quietly had a great year. His last three games: 24 points, 32 points, 25 points. He, you know, he's had one bad game at Buffalo with four interceptions, but other than that, he's been solid, consistent, and he has been in waivers the entire time. And we all went after him at the same time.
What were you going after him for, Jay? What's your quarterback situation like?
After Tua, it's ugly. I had Daniel Jones, who I dropped. I picked up Josh Dobbs last week, and he has, ever since he's been on my team, I gave him bad luck. He has fluttered in the wind since then. He's not been looking great. So I'm just looking for a solid backup when Tua goes on his bye. I saw Sam Howell there. I was like, oh, that's perfect. He's, you know, consistent enough to be a one-game starter, but we'll We'll see. I'm riding with Josh Dobbs for now. We'll kind of see what happens when the bye week comes up.
Yeah, my quarterback situation, Dak and Bryce Young, both on the bye week this week, so that kind of screwed me. And I noticed it during the draft. It was maybe 3 or 4 rounds left. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, shit. All my players went on bye on week 7, so whoever's playing me that week, I remember looking in at the schedule, seeing Bryce, and I was like, good luck, Bryce.
and you know what? Like, you think about it, it's not a great strategy, but it's also not a terrible strategy. So you're going to have one bad week that you know of, and you might win, you might not. But before this and after this, you don't really have to worry about buys too much. If most of your solid players have a bye the same week, then, you know, you give up a win possibly, but the rest of the time you're not really too worried about buys. The rest of us, you know, if we spread out our buys, we have, you know, 5, 6, 7 weeks where we have one or two of our big hitters not going to be there. Tim's getting it all out of the way right now.
Just 1 week. Hold on. Just 1 week. I lost the picture of you guys and I can't freaking find it. There you are. Okay. I found it. Okay.
I leave the bye weeks and all that to the fantasy gods. I've never, not since my very first year of playing fantasy, paid any of mine to it at all. It's gonna play out how it plays out. I'm not gonna let that deter me from getting a player that I want.
I think that there's two good strategies to selecting or paying attention to the bye week, and I think that I picked one of those two options. Get them all out of the way in 1 week, and then that way you don't have to worry about it after that. Or try to spread them out, so then you have to worry about filling positions all year round, but you're only filling one or two positions at a time. So,
yeah, and that's the thing. I don't think there's a good way or a bad way to go about it. You know, like Shane said, you got to suffer through it either way.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of like a situation of ripping the Band-Aid off quickly. Just do it. Get it over with. Take the pain and move on.
Oh, man. So,
and honestly, so as I was compiling the waiver report, usually obviously there's a lot of people in the NFL, and I don't have information on all of them, but I usually know their name. One player that I had honestly never heard of, Tim, was on your team, Rico
Dowdle.
I don't even know who that
running
is.
Running back for Dallas.
Yep. Never heard of him.
I got him because he is Dallas's backup, and I have Tony Pollard. So if he goes down, then Rico's next in line. I already got him. I don't have to worry about battling people for the,
that's smart,
the free agent budget. So yeah, that's the only reason I had him, and I had to let him go, I think, to fit one of the – I made 3 moves this week. I had to let him go for one of those 3 moves. So
yeah, for Daniel,
yeah,
for old DJ.
Yeah, I was surprised I got Zach Evans for $12. I just threw a number out there, like a low number, because I only have about $40 left as it is. And I'm looking for what I was looking for when I made that trade for DeMarcado, just somebody to fill a hole while James Conner's out for the next 3 or 4 weeks. And basically, after I picked him up, I saw the news this morning that they're looking – Kyron is looking at being out for a couple, 2, 3, maybe 4 weeks. So that might be perfect for him to slot in while Conner's hurt on my team.
Something else, I'm looking over the waivers right now before we get to our guest. Tama Jama dropping Jerry Jeudy and adding Sam Howell for $45. Bryce's quarterback situation right now, yeah, he has Justin Fields, who just got hurt, so he's out for – I'm not sure exactly if they've said how long he's out for, but he's out. And who's his backup? He's got a pretty serviceable backup, if I remember correctly. Geno Smith.
Yeah.
Yes, Geno Smith. Why is he dropping $45 on Sam Howell? I'm kind of salty about that.
let's see what he might have a lot of money. He's got $119.
Yeah, he was sitting on some cash.
And I don't hate the move because Jerry Jeudy is much like the Broncos defense, just in the gutter.
Yeah, but you gotta think Dynasty is, I don't know if I approve of that move, dropping Jeudy, even if he's gonna be garbage this whole year, which is probably gonna be the case. I mean, if he gets traded, which they're already talking about trade talks on him, he might he might be worth something.
I mean, maybe, but honestly, at this point, I'm putting Judy in kind of the same
boat
as Juju Smith-Schuster. I think his time has come and unfortunately passed. Some things out of his control, such as injuries and offensive schemes and quarterbacks, but I don't know if he will ever be back to what we thought he could be his first 2 or 3 years. Yeah, that's just my opinion. I expected a lot more out of Juju going to Kansas City and even New England this year, and it hasn't happened. I kind of feel like Judy just isn't making it work, and the same with Claypool.
He's just so young, though. He's not even 25 yet.
Yeah, but again, I look at Chase Claypool, who has all the talent in the world, but it's just not. Whether it be a lack of effort or something not clicking, I don't know. It's not there.
It's fair.
Yeah. And then finally, before we move on, though, Jay, Julio Jones, you got a lot of confidence in him, $25 on the bid. What's your prediction? He did okay with Tom Brady over at Tampa Bay. What's your prediction with him? You got a lot of faith in him?
No, I still have some good money left, and I just figured, why not take a chance? I had a couple players. I needed to get rid of my extra kicker. My kicker is bye week is over, so I had essentially a free spot. I saw he got signed. Obviously, we know he's talented. He's going to a good team where he's going to be the third wide receiver. Why not waste $25 and see what happens? Is essentially I. Truthfully, I don't think he's going to do much, but you never know. Why not?
I for real dig it. So, okay. We have, I think next week, the new power rankings come out, right? Does that sound right?
Yeah, correct. I think so.
You guys predicting major shuffle up, or do you think, what you guys think?
I think it depends a lot on what happens this week.
Okay.
For me.
Okay.
Because I like to see a multi-week trend, you know what I mean, since the last time that we...
Yeah.
So I want to see what happens here.
I think a lot changes, but I don't think it's going to be a huge drastic change.
Agreed. I agree. Well, you know what? I think it's time to hear some chatter from around the league, so let's introduce our tonight's guest, Mr. Jeff Gratzmiller, all the way from Colorado.
Dr. Jeff Gratzmiller.
Dr. Jeff Gratzmiller.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well,
thanks for coming on.
Oh, absolutely. You guys have been crushing it recently.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, Howie Felterbush has been a longtime listener, apparently, and I don't know what Shane did to Howie, but he's really pushed some buttons, and I just hope that I'm there if ever the day comes where Howie and the commish meet up at 808 Main Street in Toronto, because that's going to happen December 16th or 17th, whatever that Saturday is. That's Friendsgiving, by the way, for those of you who are just now finding out. Friendsgiving, December, whatever that Saturday is. Hold on.
16th.
December 16th here at 808 Main Street in Toronto. We'll be having some awesome food. We don't know what's on the menu yet, but there will be some great food, some smoked food, and some great friendship hanging outs and such and things like that. So, but Jeff,
plenty of meat,
plenty of meat.
Have you ever smoked a turkey before, Tim?
We smoked one last year and I didn't have enough pellets in the smoker and it stopped smoking and lost all the heat and I had to save it in the oven. Yeah, Shane.
I'll give it a try again.
I highly
recommend.
I was like less than 5 degrees away from a completed turkey too. I had to finish it in the oven. I was so upset. But yeah, we did smoke it. It was okay. I just wish I didn't screw it up. But Jeff's newly married for everybody who doesn't know, and we are all excited that she hasn't killed you yet.
Very surprising.
Just wait,
Shane. It's coming for you soon too.
Yeah, I know. They got married. It was a beautiful venue. It was outside. It was like the way I would describe the place that they got married at. It was like someone bought an empty lot and just kind of sectioned it off with a bunch of stuff from like a junkyard, like old like cars and sheds, and just had like different little areas set up, bar areas and things like that. And then they had the wedding venue and like a shelter house. It was pretty badass. And then in the background, Cheyenne Mountain, right back where, what was it? Mega Streisand was born.
Streisand. Yeah. the Trapper Keeper. It's where she merges.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. The pictures looked amazing.
Yeah, dude, it's a great place.
So, Jeff, we introduced you as Dr. Gratzmiller. Do you like give physicals and shit like that, or?
No, physical therapy.
Oh, so, okay. I got my notes wrong.
No touching testicles, Tim.
I got my notes.
I don't know how much you love those, but no, I'm still working in the nursing home though. Just getting my old people out of bed, making them walk every day.
I like it.
Fun times.
There you go.
Would you rather? I think I know the answer because you're doing it right now. Would you rather work with older people, younger people, or does it matter?
I'd take older over younger. Yeah, for sure. Old people are cool, though, until they shit themselves, but it is what it is.
Yeah, that happens from time to time. I mean, even most young people do it.
I'm sure Tim's had a couple instances recently. A
couple weeks ago.
I mean, I know for a fact one of us on here had a little dribble way back when. I won't say any names.
I'm going to guess it's all of us.
Embarrassing. Well, probably.
Jay's probably referring to himself. Shane thinks he's referring to Shane, and I'm pretty sure he's referring to me. So he's probably referring to all of us.
Say?
What does that say? I'm just assuming Tim, so.
It's always a safe bet.
Yeah. So many nicknames for Jeff. You may have seen us refer to him in the group chat as Grats, Grits, Grits and Gravy, Gravy, Gravy Train, Tits, Fashion Bug, Snow Cone, Uncle Hitler, German Miller, Grats and Hitler, Hefe. Jeff, anything else that I missed? Did I miss any?
you hit the majority of them.
Yeah, I mean, fun. Probably. You come up with so many nicknames for all of us. It's like hard to keep track of.
What's really difficult is trying to find you guys on my phone the first couple months after I've changed your name to whatever I had it prior to something different. Like, for instance, I had Shane on my phone for a long time as Rick Fuck. R-I-C-K-P-H-U-K, I think it was, Rick Fuck. And then I changed it to, I think it was Sugar Shone O'Manny or something like that. Or no, it was Edgar Allan Shone. I had him in there as Edgar Allan Shone. Couldn't find his name in my phone for hours. May have been minutes, but hours sounds funny.
Ridiculous.
Edgar Allan Shone. I had a picture of him. What's that?
I said I still think my favorite nickname has to be the Fashion Bug, Tim.
Fashion Bug. Do you remember where that?
Mainly because you gave me that nickname and you didn't realize it was actually a store until.
Can we have one in Steubenville, or don't we have one in Steubenville?
Yeah,
it's been gone for quite some time, but yeah, we did have one.
It wasn't TJ Maxx.
I think you called me that, and somebody was like, "Oh, or is it after the store?" And you were like, "Wait, there's a store." There's a store.
See, that's how advertising works, though. I subconsciously remembered that from somewhere. I saw a commercial or heard a commercial or something, and it just shows you the power of advertising. Speaking of advertising, don't forget later on, Trash the Commish, sponsored by Greg's Eggs on the YouTube channel. Search Greg's Eggs and don't forget to hit the subscribe button. And King of the Hill, also brought to you by Humphreys Homes. At Humphreys Homes, you're always just in time to buy, sell, and invest.
What a spot there just to launch into our sponsorships. We're really earning our money.
Yes, we are. Tim. Yes, we are.
Good Lord. All right, Jeff, you want to talk some football?
Absolutely.
All right. So you just come off a tough loss, but you're doing pretty good this year. Your team's pretty strong. Where do you feel? I know you were a little upset about the rankings, but what are you feeling right now about your team?
It's rough right now. Honestly, there's this big group right in the middle of the pack right now, and that's the big worry. You know, everybody's so close right there, and I don't know, my running back situation is pretty rough right now. Really hoping they make a big trade with Dalvin Cook sometime soon and get him onto a different team, into a starting role, but it's not looking promising right now, but I don't know.
Yeah, he's come a long way from, I mean, just last year where he was actually viable. I mean, it wasn't a great year, but 2 years ago he was a monster in our league. You got Eckler back this week, though. That's a big deal.
Yeah, that was a big help. I was hoping a little bit more from him to be able to take out Bryce, but...
Bryce.
Yeah, that was a rough one. I'm sorry, Jason. I didn't live up to you.
I blame Shane and Bryce more than I blame you, to be honest.
Bryce is low-key real good, though.
He does. He's a pretty strong team.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to lose your quarterback, put up 4 points, and still come out with 120 in a win, that says a lot about your team.
He went pretty high on Sam Howell, though. I missed the beginning of the episode if you guys haven't got to that yet, but what do you guys think about that one?
Yeah, I think it was good. I mean, I can't hate on it. We discussed Sam Howell has quietly had a solid year.
Yeah.
I went after him and Tim went after him.
Yeah.
Anybody else put bids on him?
Me, Jay, and Bryce all put bids on him. I think Bryce doubled. I'm pretty sure he doubled my bid and he beat. He doubled my bid and then he beat both me and Jay. Combine, like if we combine both of our bids, Bryce still outbid us.
Yeah, I didn't put much out there.
I think I was like, less than 20.
If you combined all of your guys' bids from his bid this weekend, you still wouldn't equal up to the $102 I put on Ford. So,
right, that is netted you not much of a return at this point.
he's been slow so far. So,
yeah, well, he got me to win the first week he was in, and then he was on a bye week, and then last week he only got me 10 points. So,
I mean, if you combine. Although you didn't actually pick him up and use your money, if you combine Ford and Amari, their combined waiver fees, that's almost one team's full $200.
Yeah.
And they ended up on your teams, and then you just toss away Amari like trash. Just use them and abuse them.
Right. How I'm feeling about Dalvin right now, and he was one of my keepers.
I know.
That's rough.
That's how I'm feeling about Darren Waller and Dak Prescott, though, too. They're both underperforming big time. And
Najee's right in my bench.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I moved on both from Burrow and DK Metcalf. DK was more of a had to get rid of him to get what I wanted, but Burrow was sucking it, too.
Yeah, and Shane has Patrick Mahomes. I mean, it's just garbage all around.
It really is. I'm surprised Shane still has him on his team. We've been trying to tell him to trade him and drop him for years and years, but Shane thinks he knows better.
It's never going to happen. You have a real stud in Jaleel McLaughlin. I think he's going to be a legit back for you.
Yeah.
He had a rough game this week, but.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all going to depend on Javonte, though, because, I mean, he came back pretty solid this past week, so I have a feeling he's going to sit the bench the next couple weeks, McLaughlin, but. I did go a little high on him, higher than I anticipated, but that's what happens after a few drinks. And he at least got me a win that first week, so that was the big thing. So that's really where I needed him to come in. So,
Jeff, you got Jake Herbert or Josh Herbert, whatever the hell his name is.
He's only one of the best quarterbacks in the league, Tim. Up until this last week, he was number one in 4 point and 6 point per passing leagues.
I think it's John Herbert, actually.
And you got Jamichael Love, also Green Bay quarterback on your team. Jordan Love. Any chance that you're looking to maybe try to improve your team by giving one of those guys up in a trade with anybody? You got your eye on someone out there in the league that maybe you want that you can fill a need, that they may need a quarterback in return?
I mean, I'm always open to running back offers. Absolutely. Okay. It would just depend on the offer. If the right one's made, I'm willing to move anybody. I don't have any plans, but you know, I just needed a backup for Herbert just in case and felt Love was the best available. I drafted Kenny Pickett, but you know that was a rough situation. So
yeah, I mean, I was between him and Bob.
Can you guys see my kid back there? No, my background is picking up too much.
Yeah, just
barely see him. Is he dancing?
Little jerk sneaking up behind me.
If you ask me, I think Jordan Love and Kenny Pickett are both in similar situations in terms of neither one of them have really come into their own with either of their teams yet. So I think they both have a lot to work out. I don't know who's going to end up being better in the long run or if either of them end up even being viable for fantasy or the real NFL, but I think that only time will tell and they still need a little bit of that.
Yeah, they definitely need time, both of them. I mean, Jordan, this is his first year. Kenny, I kind of feel like he's handicapped in the situation he's in with the Coach Kuz as the offensive coordinator there. Yes, the same eight plays over and over again.
It's how a little absurd.
How do you – I don't know if I'm being a hater when I say I don't think Kenny Pickett's going to have a good – I don't even think – I think decent will be his ceiling, a decent pro career.
I agree with you. But I think he's being held back some by the scheme he's in right now. But I don't think he'll be a Hall of Fame quarterback.
I just worry that's what Pittsburgh fans are expecting, and I don't know. They just, even though Mike Tomlin hasn't had a losing season in his career, the Steelers just. I don't know.
I honestly think Steelers, we're going to ride out mediocrity for the next 10 years. To be honest, they just refuse to move on from a lot of different things, whether it be coaches, players, coordinators, general managers, whatever. They don't like firing people or getting rid of people. We're just going to, as long as we're decent and show signs, it kind of seems to be where Pittsburgh is going to hang around at for now.
Agree with that.
And we're going to waste all kinds of great wide receiver talent and just flush their careers down the toilet.
You know who can save the team.
So good at drafting wide receivers. So good.
You know,
we can't.
You know who could save the team, though? Jeff Brady.
Antonio.
Jeff Brady.
Dude, stop it. Stop.
Man, I'm afraid even by you saying that name, he's going to start listening and, like, try to call in or something.
You know where
I'll send him the link at.
You know where he works at?
Yeah, the pet store.
Yeah, right. Less than 150 yards from my desk. I could
feel like that's walk a perfect over. Fit, though.
He has an iPhone. I guarantee he has Spotify, Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts. He has something that he can pull this up on. I'm going to make sure he listens to it.
You think he has X, Tim? Do you think he has X?
He has some type of X, I'm sure.
Time for clogged, Tim. Go for it. I'm going to set you up for that.
I'm sure he has some type of X. By the way, we never mentioned this. Jeff is owner of Teamy McTeam Face, or did we?
Team Face. I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
We've just been talking about it.
What is Teamy McTeam Face, Jeff? Is it just you were tired of the name? Dicks out for Arambe. By the way, I think yesterday was the anniversary for Arambe. You were dicks out for Arambe before, right?
I was. Just had to move on from Arambe. You know, he was a great soul. May he rest in peace, but I don't know. Do you know the Streety McStreet Face situation? Have you heard that story?
I don't think so, huh?
Or Bodie McBoat Face or something like that. It was some country or someone like put up a poll online, like allowing the public to name. I think it was a boat or something, and the winner was Bodie McBoat Face. And then that turned to, I think somebody else named a street and it went to Streety McStreet Face. So I stuck on Teamy McTeam Face.
Okay.
I love it.
And I do remember a certain friend of ours writing Penis McPenis Face on a piece of paper while he was in jail with me.
He's listening.
I'm not certain someone later on in the episode.
Yeah, I have a feeling he may make an appearance.
So Jeff have you guys never left Colorado since the wedding? Are you guys planning a honeymoon? What's going on with that?
Yeah, actually, December 1st, we head to Jamaica. So
nice.
Figured no reason to leave Colorado in the middle of the summer. And then it's finally going to hit the snowy season, and it's time to hit the beach.
That's smart. I mean, I've only been to the Caribbean once and not Jamaica, Antigua. But, man, it's worth it. It's so beautiful down there. It's so nice. You guys doing all-inclusive, or what you guys doing down there? Nice.
We looked at one of the Sandals ones, but it was expensive. So
they are.
Went a step down, but still all inclusive. We got like a dope little spot with like our own private pool. Should be like right next to the ocean. So
oh yeah, perfect. Yeah, yeah. We didn't have our so there were private pools in the resort we were at for your condo, but we didn't get one of those. We switched that out for the butler, which. Mm-hmm. We were a couple steps away from the ocean, so I think the butler was a good choice. They gave us a phone. We wanted a drink. We just called up the butler.
Was it Jay? Was it the same butler the whole time?
It was the same three. They there was a rotation of three of them.
Can I guess their names? Jeeves, Chives, and Sandabell.
Man, how did you do that? Spot on.
Come up with that last name.
What's that?
How did you even come up with that last name that fast?
Yes. I don't know. Shane once said, and he nailed. By the way, why are you wearing a Vegas Golden Knights hat, Sean? Where did you get that at?
I'm not. If you look closely, it's actually a Mandalorian style.
It's a Deftones thing. Anyways. one time it was me, Shane, and Bryce. We were driving back from Columbus and I was spewing nonsense from the back seat of Bryce's Honda Civic, the red one. And Bryce said, I can't remember what Bryce said, but led Shane right into his response. Shane go, you want to say it, Shane? Cause I'm going to screw it up. I know I'm going to screw it up.
I was just like, I just realized like that Tim's taking everything in that comes out of him at the same time we are. He has no idea what's happening, what's going to come out until it's out, and then he's analyzing it afterwards just the same way we are.
So basically, I was like just spewing shit. Like I had no filter, just words were coming out of my mouth, and my ears were catching up a little bit later. They were on a couple second delay. So I'd say something with a straight ass face, and then would bust out laughing with everybody else because of how crazy it was that came out of my mouth. It was funnier to me because I had no idea it was coming. It just kind of just shot out of there.
Just as surprised as everybody else.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ.
What was that for? What were we up in Columbus for? Was that when Bryce threw his back out? No.
It was one of those trips, yeah.
No, because Kayla was there that time.
It wasn't that one, but it was one of those trips where we were just up there, right?
Yeah. Because remember, we saw
that. Was Kayla there? Because I came down that time on Sunday. I can't remember. That was too long ago.
Kayla was there the night Bryce threw his back out, but I don't think that was this trip.
Yeah, because Taylor was there the night that Bryce threw his back out as well.
Yeah. This was the time that we saw those planes that were just hovering over
those planes that were stuck in midair.
Yeah.
I think about that like once a week, dude. I swear. I'll just be randomly like, man, those planes were not moving.
And what was really crazy is that I get home from that trip, from seeing those planes and on TV on like Ripley's Believe It or Not was on TV when I walked in the door and they were showing shit like that. And I think I sent you a snap of it too. I was like, you can't make this shit
fucking
up.
Classic. Oh, shit.
Okay, so Jeff, you're looking for a running back, right? Jeff's looking for a running back.
That's the big need.
The big need.
Well, Tim, you might be looking for a quarterback, so.
Yeah. Jeff, let's talk.
All right. Jeff, let's talk.
Look at some things here. Oh, right. No, Tim, you got a solid team. You're wanting to make moves?
I don't know. I don't know. See, that's the thing is
He doesn't like Dak.
I understand that one.
Well, yeah.
Especially now that I see Daniel Jones is in your starting lineup right now.
Well, my two quarterbacks, Dak and Bryce Young, are both on buys. Look at my bench.
Did you say Dak and Prescott?
Dak and Prescott, Bryce and Young, all on buys.
Bryce and Young, all four.
And the thing is, you still have a solid lineup out of this. I mean, I don't love, you know, Waller and Murray or Jones, but still.
I know you don't look, you're not supposed to look much into projections, but projecting 121 with this, with that lineup right there, that's not too bad.
No, it's pretty good. I mean, your whole bench except for one player is on the bye.
Yeah. And he's out.
So, yeah, and that player is out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff, you're actually escaping this week pretty. Without taking too much damage. You got CeeDee Lamb. It looks like that you're going to have to sit. I mean, obviously Dalvin Cook, but
yeah,
I'm at this point, I might rather start Rashad White and any of your other running backs over him anyways. But outside of that, you aren't really getting hit by the by apocalypse too bad this week.
No, I've been pretty solid. Everybody's pretty spaced out on my team, so it's a good thing.
You're projected to lose 116 to 114, but it is tight right now.
Yeah, closest projected score of the week.
I don't wish any injuries on anybody, but it's a perfect time for a Christian McCaffrey injury. You know, so hopefully he does sit out this week. Well, he's back next week, but.
Well, he does have an extra day to recover to their Monday night game this week.
Yeah.
See how that shakes out.
That should be a pretty solid one.
Yeah, if he doesn't have McCaffrey going, he's going to be hurt, and he's going to have to go with Gus or pick somebody up.
Gus. Such a funny name.
Gus Bus.
Sorry, dog's name. Gus.
I got to ask him, why didn't you go with Brian Hoyer starting for the Raiders over, you know, Daniel Jones?
Well, both of them actually up in the air as the starter this week, too, because I did contemplate those two. And by the way, Brian Hoyer, pride of Cleveland St. Ignatius High School. Well, I'm not sure if you knew that, but
I did not.
Yeah.
Did you see this quarterback starting for Chicago, though? What is his name? Tyson Bagnier.
He looked really good in the preseason, though.
He went to Colorado Mining.
What?
That's where he played his college football at, I believe.
They Colorado have a football School team? Mining.
Dude, they're like crushing, I think, D2 or something. I think it's D2 or D3 or something, but yeah, apparently they're like one of the best sports teams in Colorado or something like that, because the Broncos are god awful.
Old Tyson Bagnier.
Look, Jeff, if you look at our quarterback situation right now in the free agent pool.
It's slim pickings.
Yeah, it's slim. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players that are projecting any points. Brian Hoyer is one of them.
Yeah, and
you don't know if he's
playing. I would say Gardner Minshew if they weren't playing Cleveland. Because exactly. Gardner's a solid quarterback, but they're playing. It's going to be a tough going for him this week.
I contemplated that also. And I don't know. So I went with Daniel Jones, and I figured that I can just substitute leading up to it, because I'm sure that I'll know by Sunday whether or not he's going to play. If he plays, I'm rolling with it. If not, then unless a trade happens between now and then, if not, then it is what it is. I already kind of wrote this week off as a loss right after the draft anyways. So,
hey, taking one loss with your record and your outlook, I would take that.
That's enough. Yeah, the record also helps. It's a little bit of a cushion. So,
which, looking at the quarterback situation, I wanted to bring this up to Kamish. Have you ever thought about a super flex edition?
I've actually thought a lot about super flex, and I do not want this league to go that direction. Do not want this league to end up being a super flex league. But if we wanted to maybe do, because one thing I was thinking about, and I've talked to Tim about this, I think I've talked to Jay about it as well, is maybe doing a side league that's redraft.
Oh, that'd be a fun one.
You know what I mean? So we, you know, because that way people still get that feed for redraft. It's a completely different beast. You know what I mean? So it would be nice to, and we could switch it up. We could do, a different lineup if we want to do super flex, or if we wanted to maybe switch it up year to year, or do whatever we want to do in that regard. But we could be a little more free with that league.
Yeah, and I like the idea of that. And, you know, I've done one fantasy league with a defensive player that you can pick, and that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because we're losing defense and kicker next year, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, and we're adding flex, just a regular flex, a tight end, running back, wide receiver.
So we'll have two flex. We lose one starting position.
Two wide receivers, two running backs, and a tight end.
Right, yeah, but we're so we lose one, just one starting position. Bud, what's going on, man? Mm-hmm. He's losing his mind.
But our benches are going to get a lot deeper too, so we'll have more people to mess around with and put into that yeah. extra slot.
There's going to be slim pickings in free agency this year, or next year then. Real slim.
Yeah, that's all. Half of Dynasty, if not more, is just waiver wire working trades. Like, you know, it's going to be very slim pickings. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have our four rookie spots, our taxi spots, whatever you want to call them, where our rookies stay on, and they either come up or they don't, and then you have to move another player out from your team to bring them up or whatever, you know what I mean? It gets interesting.
Well, I like it.
I like it, too.
I like it.
I like it, too.
Who's going to be our Cleveland Browns? Always looking like they're going to be the best, but always fuck it up.
I mean, it's obvious, Bryce. I mean, come on.
You guys are haters.
Bryce is going to tear my ass apart this week. I know it. I already know it.
Dude, I can't believe, and I just want to get this out there, that Wayne has the balls to call his team the Come Black Kid, and he's making no attempt to come back at all.
Nothing.
Piss poor performance. Piss poor.
No attempt. Damn, man.
I didn't see a waiver wire addition out there. He didn't put nothing on anybody.
But, I mean, it sums it up as Wayne as an individual as well. So, just no effort. Just low effort.
Okay, is he a listener, regular listener?
And if so, I don't know. I really hope so.
We'll find out after this.
Yeah. I don't know. Wayne, if you're listening, we got a spot open next week. You're welcome to join.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was actually going to him next anyways.
I like it.
What's the average listener rate up to, Tim? How's it looking?
We got two peoples on right now listening. Our average weekly, let me pull it up real quick. We can give a quick update while we're on here.
I'm going to guess one of those is Howie Felterbush, so shout out Howie. If you're not
shout out. Shout out Howie.
I'd be careful. You don't know what's going to piss him off, Jeff.
That was so rough. I was literally walking down the street in public, just like almost in tears.
Last episode got 15 clicks. Our first episode, which was the preseason one that we never even released. It was our very first time we cracked the mic. The Big Show theme song was our open. 62 clicks. And plus, if you include the YouTube clicks for the last episode, what was that, Jeff?
I don't even know if I listened to that first one. I'm going to have to go back to check it out.
Let's see.
It's come a long way since then.
Yeah.
It's changed a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You guys are crushing it.
16 views on the YouTube video. Yeah, check this out, Jeff. Listen to the open on this one.
I don't know if that global warming is real or not, but it wasn't as bad last year, I'll say that.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, let's do it.
Wait, I'm not ready. I need 2 seconds.
Well, it's the Big
Show. I need 2 seconds, bang.
Oh, that was the first one. That was the very first time we went on. That was back, what, first week of August? Second week of August, I think.
Second, yeah.
A long time ago, so. Man.
Yeah, because I just got back from Gulf Shores, and we did it.
I like it. Jeff is owner also, of the Team Big Team Face.
Out there, too. The intro is incredible.
Say it again. I was talking over top of you for a second.
I said shout out to Biggs if you're out there as well, because that intro is incredible.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Jeff 100%. Jeff Gratzmiller, owner of Team McTeam Face. Jeff is looking for a running back. If You would like to fulfill your other positions needs, and you got some running backs to spare. Get in touch with Jeff. He is Team McTeam Face. Jeff, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on a beautiful wedding that we were all a part of. Well, Justin and I were a part of back in July. Thank you for that. And thank you for taking your time tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, good luck this week.
All right, you too. You too.
I need to feel your energy today from start to finish.
Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Let's keep this train rolling. Let's go.
Hey, it's time to go right now.
Master or disaster.
All right, it is heroes and zeros time. Who went off? Who shit the bed? Who do we expect to do it again? Let's discuss.
I like that. All right. Well, my master for this week that just went by is Travis Etienne. He only went 18 for 55 on the ground this week, but he added two tutties and three receptions for another 28 yards to finish with 22 points in our league. And that puts him up to 57 fantasy points in the last 2 weeks alone. It's nice to see him get it done in a number of ways through the air and on the ground there. Disaster for this past week, after I think he may have been a master last week. George Kittle. In a game where you lose your number one wide receiver and you're starting running back, you expect your remaining big stars to step up. Kittle did not do that this week. He was only targeted twice, bringing him one of those targets for 1 yard. Could bounce back this week if McCaffrey or Debo miss, and both of them have a possibility. And he needs to be worked into the plans, and that's one thing that troubles me with him is it seems like he is either on fire whenever he's worked into the game plan from the get-go, or he shows up not at all. So that is my disaster for last week. Upcoming master would be DeAndre Swift. Eagles play Miami this week, which means there are going to be points handed out in the parking lot. Swift only has three total touchdowns in the season, and I expect that to change in this game. He's been running very patiently, but with decided explosiveness so far this year, while racking up 452 yards on 86 carries, an average of 5.3 per carry. I expect he sees an uptick in receiving this game, so a big point potential for Team Tamajama and DeAndre Swift this weekend. My disaster, DJ Moore. After putting up 49 fantasy points 2 weeks ago with the healthy Fields under center, he came crashing back down last week with only 10. He caught 5 of his 8 targets for 51 yards, no touchdowns. And this is what you can expect with anybody else on the Bears team under center for DJ Moore, whom just signed veteran Trace McSorley to the practice squad, indicating Fields could be in for some missed time, longer than we would like to see. No more Moore for me. Disaster for the time being.
No more, more for me. No more, more for you. All right. Damn, that was perfect timing. I had to run and take a leak real quick. Let me just go ahead and share that story. My piss stream was a solid 50 seconds long. I'm not even joking. I managed to wash my hands, dry them off, run downstairs, grab two more beers, sit down before it was even my turn. So pat myself on the back for that one. And I'm not out of breath. All right.
Tim, the master of the week of the podcast for that performance.
Okay, my master from last week, Adam Thielen, big game in the loss. He had 11 receptions, 115 yards, and a tutty. And my disaster from last week was a previous disaster I had a couple weeks back. Debo Samuel, one target, zero receptions, two carries, 11 yards, one absolute egg. My disaster last week, Debo Samuel. coming up this week, my master, I'm going to go with Kenneth Walker III. Arizona has given up 7th most yards per carry to running backs this year. And my disaster this week, Puka Nacua. What? Ooh. He's on your team, Tim. Yeah. But he's also number 2 on the Rams team in terms of wide receiver depth chart, going up against Pittsburgh's Steel Curtain defense this week. We will see a decline in Nacua. So my starting receiver is my disaster, and Bryce's starting running back is my master this week. Let's hope the tables turn.
Man, no, that's rough. Puka was almost my disaster for next week as well, just because of the return of Cooper Kupp. But man, you love hitting Debo Samuel when he's down. He gets hurt. He ends up on your disaster.
Did he get get hurt? Did he get hurt? Yeah, I told you guys, like, it was like 5:30, 6 o'clock. I was like, I have nothing ready. Just letting you know. I'm throwing this together. So I looked at his stats.
Oh, yeah, dude, you got crushed, man.
Oh, no. Oh, Tim, no.
He might not play this week.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
No excuses. Tim takes no excuses for your poor performance. All right, so my master for the week, Shane, you're going to love this. I tried to give you a lot of heads up about this early in the preseason. Justin Tucker, a perfect 6 for 6 on field goals. Just an absolute masterclass on kicking the ball. The Ravens can't get into the end zone. No worries. Here comes Justin Tucker with all three of his legs. A disappointing season before last week, going only 5 for 7 on the season previously, doubled his field goals on the year with one game. Truly a great performance. And why he was highly drafted. Remy, great pick on that. Help win the game for Rem over Shane this week. Projected 8 points and got 19. If he only gets 8, Shane wins the game by a point. Master of NFL and the Papua New Guinea League, Justin Tucker. Disaster, Devontae Adams. Only 4 points against a lackluster New England team. Garoppolo did get hurt, but 2 receptions for 29 yards and 4 points just doesn't cut it. He also did get blasted by Jabril Peppers during an interception, just to further make his Sunday even worse. But single-digit points in the last two games is rough for a top-tier wide receiver. My master of next week, who was also your master of this week, Travis Etienne Jr. He has dominated, like you said, the past 2 weeks, 35 points and 22 points combined for the last 2 weeks. It's clear he's the workhorse of the team. With Trevor Lawrence banged up, they're only going to rely on him more, and I don't think New Orleans is up to the task of slowing him down. So I see 20-plus attempts, 5-plus for 10 receptions, and a touchdown this week. Disaster. Kind of hoping that for this one, but I also think it makes sense. Jordan Addison. Without the top target of Jefferson, all eyes are on Addison. While he has had a solid rookie campaign, not only are all of our eyes on him, the 49ers are also going to be double and triple teaming him all the way because they don't have Jefferson to worry about. So I think he's going to have a rough go of things this week. Justin Tucker, though, how about that?
Yeah. You know what? I almost had him as my master. The only reason I didn't was because he had missed that extra point.
He did. But you know what? Me and Shane had some banter earlier in the week about Justin Tucker possibly faking a field goal and running for a touchdown. And then he kicked 6 field goals, which Shane made sure he let me know about early into Sunday afterwards. So how could he not be my master with a performance like that?
How many points did he put up? 19?
19.
Yeah, I'm sick points. To my stomach. Why don't we talk about it a little more? You guys want to keep talking about it? Or
yeah, sure. I mean, yeah. So, yeah, if you would have got his
the thing his is,
projected scores, you would have won.
The thing is, Shane was advised heavily in the draft to take Justin Tucker. He had the opportunity. And he
passed him up.
Passed it up.
I mean, Justin Tucker just struts out there with all three of his legs, and sometimes he uses his right leg, sometimes his middle.
Oh, my God. As we continue to talk to kill some time.
Oh.
Oh.
Our next guest doesn't have a link, so I went ahead and forwarded him the one link. I don't know if it works or not.
Oh, it should. I thought I sent it to him. I sent it to Humphrey's home, I believe.
So I wonder who our next guest is. but while we're waiting for him, let's go ahead and play the open It should be coming in, right? Yeah.
Beak and take, man. It's from the bomb.
All right, it is time to head back to the betting tables with our good friend of the show, Justin Humphreys. We're going to get some takes here. Timmy, do you want to start or you want to wait for
no, I'll go.
Actually joined?
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about last week real quick, because I don't think we have anything in there while we're waiting for Justin to come in with us. Jay, did you send him the link? I forwarded him my email, but I'm not sure if he was able to open that or not.
Yeah, I sent the email again. I sent it to everyone because it was just easier, but I did resend it.
Okay, well, I got him right here, actually. Let's go ahead and pop him up through this way. All right, you're on the Prime League Podcast, Bubbin.
I promise I'm not too big. I don't think something's wrong with my email, dude. I'm not getting my email for some reason. So if you want to hit me with that on my other email, jhumphrey6707@gmail.com, be happy to jump in. Otherwise, like, or I could stay on the call. It's up to you.
That don't matter to me.
All right.
You got that email,
Jay? Give me some time here. I got too many windows open. I can't remember which one to open. Hold on.
Okay. Well, while you guys are talking about that, we'll go ahead and break down. Oh man. And of course it logs me out.
Well,
DraftKings, but anyways, go ahead, Justin. Sorry.
Yeah, no, we're going to this bake and take segment, right?
Yeah. Bake and take.
Awesome. Bake so take. I know last week, I'll just talk about my pick last week, which was a big dud. I took San Fran, against the spread, correct?
Yeah. -9.5.
I think when I took it, or when I suggested to take it, it was -7, but by the time the game started, the line had moved to 9.5. But yeah, laid an egg there. So hopefully your guys' takes were better last week.
We were 1-1-1 overall. Justin, your pick lost. Cleveland beat San Fran 19-17. I picked over for C.J. Stroud to throw an interception. He had yet to throw an interception yet this year. I took the over 0.5 interceptions. He threw his first interception early on in the game. I think it was in the first quarter. And Jay took your game as well, but he took the over, or I can't remember if he took the, I think he took the over. Jay, you
what? Yeah, he took the over.
Over.
And that ended up pushing. So we were 1-1-1. So if you want to bet with the Prime League Podcast, you're about 33% chance to win if you take our take our advice.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, 66% chance to win or at least get your money back. So
yeah, that's exactly. Not bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, I personally took a two-teamer outside of the over with Chicago Bears +3 and over in Seattle and Cincinnati, and both of those lost. So also had an eight-teamer that I missed by two. So pretty close on my eight-teamer. Would have netted me $1,200, but dang, just missed it.
I ended up taking Detroit -3 over Tampa Bay. That was my it was one of my bigger hits for the day, and I lost. I took Buffalo's defense to score first touchdown last week. That didn't hit. And I also lost. I took the Bills -15.5. I was hoping that they were going to come out and demolish them. Trash.
Disappointing.
Trash in a can. But looking ahead to this week, my prop bet for this week, I'm looking at Jalen Hurts to go over 244.5 yards passing. It's going to be a shootout. They're coming off of a bad loss last week to the Giants, where Jalen Hurts threw three interceptions. Primetime game, Monday night. They got the Dolphins. Jalen Hurts will make it hurt. Over 244.5 yards passing for Jalen Hurts.
I like it. And to piggyback off of that, my over-under for the week is over for the over 52 for the Dolphins and Eagles game, because I agree it's going to be a shootout. And anytime I see an over at 50 or higher, I'm taking the over, because Las Vegas wants you to take the under. Same thing if I see an under that is under 35, I want to go with the under as well, because Las Vegas wants you to take the over. So I'm going over. I do think it's going to be a shootout. Both those teams are going to come out on fire.
I like it. I like it. So we got Tim's prop bets, which I always find interesting. I like that. Jalen Hurts. Jason with the over. Jason, I also had Miami in Philadelphia. I also have that circled as a bet I was going to take regardless. Your prediction just bolsters my my confidence even more. And I'm coming in with the Baked, Rake, and Slake lock of the week. And I'm taking Washington over the Giants. Washington is given a couple points. The Giants are coming off a tough road loss at Buffalo, and you know, the Commanders are playing well. This is a back-to-back second road game in a row for them this week, but they are the better team, so I don't think the Giants' line can hold up against them. That's my Baked, Rake, and Slake lock of the week, is Washington minus two against the Giants.
I like it. I like it. I was looking at Washington as well. I do like Washington. I do think they're the better team, especially with Daniel Jones being on the fence. Even if he does come back, he hasn't had the best of years. I like it. Let's take a look at some of our betting lines within the Papua New Guinea League here. So we got the Water Rockets minus 13 over myself, member berries. We got the Spider-Man parts minus 36 over Clam Wallet. But to piggyback on that, Remy has not updated his starting lineup with his buys as of yet. Let It Rain is minus 23 over the Come Black Kids. Rocky Balboa is minus 2 over Teamy McTeamface. Tama Jama only minus 1 over the fantasy football team, the depleted fantasy football team, and the Grateful Zeds minus 12 over Team Cicito. What do we think about that?
For me initially, I'm saying the crazy thing is that Bryce is only projected one more point than me.
Yeah. I mean, you projected 121, I think.
As I look over my team right now, I mean, I still have Kamara, I have Tyreek Hill, Puka Nacua, and Brandon Ayuk, all projecting a lot of points between them. I don't have a lot of faith in Nacua this week because they're going up against the Steelers defense, which is pretty good. Even Darren Waller on here, they have him lately, the past two or three games, he's been playing better, but I don't know. I still don't have a lot of confidence in him, but I don't think he's scored a touchdown yet. I still think he's looking for his first touchdown as a Giant, so that could help me. Again, as we mentioned last week, whenever I pick C.J. Stroud, the law of averages, the interception's coming for Stroud, the touchdown's coming for Darren Waller. So, look out, Bryce. Look out, Bryce.
Is he in trouble? Is Bryce already looking to next week? Is it going to get him in trouble?
I've heard you guys talk trash about Bryce a couple times in this podcast, even with his winning record. And I don't think he's going to appreciate it. I'll probably be talking to him later.
You'll be telling him later.
Oh, I'm going to be stirring the pot, Tim. You know I'm going to be in there with my wooden spoon. How did Bryce do against the spread last week versus Jeff? Was that last week? He was given 7 points. How'd that turn out?
If it was 7, then he covered.
Covered and then some, because he won by 13 points.
Can we even see last week's spread?
Not through the app, but I do. If you give me a second, I can pull it up in our box
here. I have it printed out here, and I think he was given 7. I just wanted to make sure he covered, because if I was able to bet a league game, that would have been my take for sure. Yeah,
he had a 13-point win.
So, yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to see how it turns out, and you'll have to share those spreads with me for this coming week for the league too.
So what was the Humphreys Home lock of the week again?
So the Baked, Rake, and Flake lock of the week is the Washington Commanders giving 2 points to the Giants.
Okay.
Taking Washington.
And Tama Jama was actually only minus 5 last week when we looked at it. So he covered well.
Okay, gotcha. I had minus 7 on the sheet, but it's all right. I'm retarded. And you know what? For this week's Baked and Bacon Take, I'm actually pretty baked. That's probably why I couldn't figure out how to join the Zoom. I don't know what's going on with my email, but
speaking of getting baked, Kerry, I'll be right back.
You opened the segment, Holmes, by saying, I promise I'm not baked right now, man.
Well, I lied once again. I've been smoking that Symbiote most of the afternoon, so I'm on those Jefferson County jibbies right now, so it's got me going. But always a pleasure to join, as usual. Sorry it took me a couple minutes. Hope there wasn't much of a lull. Yeah. What do we got up next? King of the Hill, right?
Yeah, yep. King of the Hill. Why don't you lead us in?
All right, awesome. Well, as everybody knows, Humphreys Homes is a proud sponsor of King of the Hill. With Humphreys Homes at Red One Realty, you're always just in time to buy, sell, build, or invest. If you're looking to buy, sell, build, or invest in real estate in Central or Eastern Ohio, give me a call, 740-275-1277. Humphreys Homes on Facebook, at Humphreys underscore Homes on Instagram. Anything you need, come and see me. Talk to these guys. They know.
I can speak from experience. I've used Humphreys Homes to both buy and sell homes and have come out on top.
Woo! I've used the product to buy a home and I came out on top as well.
You came out on top of the hill in Toronto, Tim, literally.
The dawn of Jefferson County is I'm
to find a home.
Yeah.
Well, that means support, and Humphreys Homes is happy to be a sponsor. When I say a proud sponsor, I do mean that. And also, I don't want to overshadow. I've been checking out lately Greg's Eggs on YouTube. Greg's Eggs, go and subscribe if you haven't. Great channel, lots of fun and entertaining stuff on there. Loving it.
Greg's Eggs, yeah, we're going to be uploading some videos tomorrow. Little sneak peek at one of them. We've been trying some different foods. We tried the ghost pepper chicken fries and Whopper from Burger King. We got the new pepperoni stuffed cheese bread from Domino's. Check it out. See what we think.
I love it. I'm getting hungry already.
I dig it.
Well, thank you guys for having me. It's been a great segment. Great episode as always. And maybe I'll catch you guys a little bit later. You never know.
All right. Well, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Hubby.
Peace, dudes. Later.
Later.
Hill, King of the 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 Hill. King of the Hill.
All right, round six, King of the Hill is done and over with. Time to move into week seven. My record, 5-1. Jason is 4-2, and Shane, your record is 7-0. Who are we taking this week? Let's start with the commish. Shane, who do you got this week on King of the Hill?
Well, last week I took Bryce over Jeff, which was a win, much to Jason's chagrin. And this week I am taking Mike over Wayne.
Yeah, easy pick, you know. Not to bash Wayne or anything, but unfortunately his team just doesn't pick up much. Sorry, Tim, this week I'm going Tama Jama over the fantasy football team. Just feels like your team is a little too depleted at the moment. Kind of hoping for an easy win myself on this. Taking your word for it as well. You've already counted your loss, so I'm going to count it as well.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. No, listen, I would not disagree with you. And I'm not saying I do disagree with you, but after looking at my lineup, with the exception of maybe one or two positions, I'd still have a chance.
You do. And honestly, after looking at your lineup for the week, I hesitated on the pick. I looked over some of the other picks. The ones I feel most comfortable for, I've already picked. So I can't, it came down to, I kind of had to go with you.
I gotcha.
The other two were the team going up against Jimmy and Wayne. Those, you know, obviously were going those kind of picks, but I've already picked Zach and Mike. So I had to take a risk here. I almost used my bonus this week, but I didn't like anyone enough, quite enough.
That would have hurt if you'd used your bonus on me.
That would have hurt.
Shay, did you already give your pick?
Did I?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right here, but did you give it? I'm sorry if you gave it. I missed it.
Yeah, I went first. Yeah.
Mike over Wayne, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this week I'm going Grateful Zeds over Team Sestito to pick back up on the streak of people picking against Jimmy.
I was going to say.
He missed it for a week. He was out of here for a week.
I still had Zach open on my teams to pick. I feel like he's one of the better teams in the league, although his running back situation overall has been a little bit lower as of late. Their production, at least, I still feel like he has a better chance. I feel like he has a good chance of winning this week. So I'm going with Zach over the Gymster. And I picked Vince over
just
Wayne
last week. A preview looking into next week. I just popped it open because I was curious who plays. We do have Wayne going against Jimmy. Maybe a good time to use one of those picks. We have to pick both of those teams eventually.
I already picked Jimmy and got a loss. So Jimmy's out of the way. Yeah. So maybe that's when I'll pick Wayne.
And I already picked Wayne with you the bonus, won. So maybe that's when I picked Jimmy.
Yeah.
Wayne's one win.
Yeah, Wayne's one win happens to be Shane's week bonus.
Yeah.
What a jerk. Shank should get two bonuses for that one, though. That was actually pretty good. You jerk.
I'll take that.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to... Wait. We've trashed the commish a lot this year. And he deserves every bit of trash we've thrown at him. But the truth of the matter is, the commish is actually doing a pretty good job. So today, this one's for you, commish. It's time to hype the commish.
Curveball, strike two.
Shane's play. The commission's face right now is shook. He doesn't know what to believe. I see a tear in his eye, actually. I think he's so overwhelmed with emotion right now.
But, of course, this is the segment you've all turned into here. But this week we will hype the commish. This segment's still brought to you by Greg's Eggs. Check out the Greg's Eggs YouTube channel for the latest episode of Greg's Eggs. And do not forget to hit that subscribe button. Jay, let's start with you. You want to...
Yeah, so I had one text message come in from a little green guy named Yoda from a galaxy far, far away. He said, a great person, the commish is. Strong with the force, the commish is. Now, and he must mean that because, like I said, he comes from a galaxy far, far away. He's like 300 years old as well. He actually might be dead by now, by the time that message reached us. So maybe even from the great beyond. But anyway, you know, this week came out yesterday that, or maybe today, that Roger Goodell, commissioner of the NFL, got a contract extension. So I wanted to offer... you know, our condolences to Shane as well, that we are formally offering him a tenure, let's say, of the commish for as long as he will lead us into the path of glory for as long as he wants. We're going to give him a parking spot right outside of his house or wherever that spot may be.
There you go, Shane.
I accept. I really don't want to return the spot.
You've been gifted a parking spot right in front of your own damn house. How do you feel?
I feel like a winner.
Jay, you got any more?
No, just wanted to offer that contract as the assistant to the commish. I couldn't ask for a better boss, a better friend. going to be celebrating your wedding here next year and leading us down to the path of glory in the dynasty. Although I wish you didn't have that trophy behind you. But I guess you've earned it. You have earned it. You have earned it in your league play, as well as just dealing with 11 of us, essentially.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. Absolutely.
All right, I got a few that have been sent in to me. I'm going to rifle through real quick before we get to the phone line. We do have somebody who has called in to the Prime League podcast. A couple listeners, Shane, want to say that you are the hottest thing to grace the planet since the Yucatan meteor destroyed the dinosaurs. Ooh, spicy. You look so fresh. You look like you'd be a $13 salad. Ooh.
Oh, expensive.
You better have a tip jar because you're serving looks, Kamish. Ooh, Kamish. Mm. Serving some looks. All right, let's... We'll put a hold on these and let's.
Oh. It's time to wait.
Start it
We've
over.
We've trashed the commish a lot this year, and he deserves every bit of trash we've thrown at him. But the truth of the matter is, the commish is actually doing a pretty good job. So today, this one's for you, commish. It's time to hype the commish.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. You are on the Prime League podcast. This week we were hyping the commish. Who are we talking to? And let's give the commish some praise.
Well, it's me again. Sorry, I when I said you guys would hear from me again, I meant it. When I heard we were hyping the commish tonight, I had to call in. It's your boy Humphreys. Real quick, Tim, who does that plug right there? Who is that? Whose voice is that? Is that you?
No, that's Max from Rage 96.5.
Oh, shout out to Max, dude. He's killing it. He's killing it. I love that. But anyways, listen, I've said it before on episode 4. Shane's the best commish there has ever been, there ever will be, there ever was. He keeps you rapscallions in line. He's got a fair way about it, how he judges things. And I've seen him rule correctly on some hairy situations, so I wanted to say that. And I also wanted to talk shit on Tim and Jason for a second, if I might, just to switch things up a little bit. You mind if I do that, Shane? Is that okay, Commish?
No, please do.
Because when I was on the Zoom earlier, I noticed that Tim's beard's splitting worse than Jason's mom's leg. Jason's got a look on his face like he's trying to beat the cum out of Tim's thick, fresh oak. Call Tim Moses because his beard's splitting worse than the Red Sea. Wait, I tell you that joke. But... Tim, I heard Tim hopes the aliens are real just so he has more things to fuck. So yeah, screw you guys. The commish rules. And by the way, commish, if I ever see Howie Felterbush in person, it's on site. It's on site. Just for you.
Thank you very much, man.
That's all I got. Keep up the good work, Commish. Screw Jason and Tim.
All right.
My man.
Well, I don't know if me and Tim really deserve that, but
yeah, that was harsh.
Congrats. That'll probably be the last time we do this.
Seal that deal.
Okay, we got more. We're reading. This is off of Twitter, I think it was, or X. Are you a beaver? Because, damn, Kamish. This one says, you're more fun than bubble wrap. Kamish, in a world of bagels, you're a donut. Ooh, sweet, sassy donut you are.
What's wrong with you?
This one says, Kamish, you're so smart, I bet you do crossword puzzles in ink.
Oh. Wow.
Kamish, if you were a fruit, you'd be a fine apple. And if you were a vegetable, I'd visit you in the hospital. Whoa. Whoa. Damn.
Didn't see that one coming.
Oh, shit.
If you were any more refreshing, you'd be a software update that actually works. Oh! You're so magical, you make Hogwarts look like a community college. And finally, if you were a box of crayons, you'd be the gigantic branded variety with the built-in sharpener. Oh, hyping the commish this week.
Please don't ever do this again, please.
You'd rather us trash you?
Every time.
Okay, by the way, I know that you guys have a hard time hearing the audio come through. Could you tell what instrumental was playing in the background?
No, I couldn't.
All right, good. Perfect. You just have to wait till it comes up on the episode.
So did you, out of curiosity, did you really post something onto our Twitter? Or did you just say it was from Twitter or X or whatever?
No, it was from Twitter or X. I didn't post none of this stuff.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, I was about to say, we should probably post that one on Twitter. That's hilarious. I don't remember the joke itself, but...
This one, hold on, we're getting more hype the commish real quick. Hold on.
Piece of white trash. It's time to trash the commish.
Oh, wait, no. I got the wrong one. Anyways, we're hyping the commish today. This one's from Cheryl from Cheryl's Diner. I drink your piss out of Bryce's balls. We do have somebody who wants to trash the commish. Let's go back here and find it real quick. All right, let's see. Gator Floodwall from the Magic Kingdom. Shane is the worst thing to happen to Florida since Hurricane Michael. Damn.
Wow.
Rough.
Mean.
I missed one. There's one more hype the commish. Hold on.
Let her rip.
Wait. Let's get over here. Let's get over. Meow.
Piece of white trash. It's time to wait.
All right. We've done enough of that. So we're just going to pull it down. Go ahead and read it. It says, I look at you the same way we all look at giraffes, which is basically like, I bet you were just born. Awesome. Let's say you were cloned. I bet you'd still be one of a kind and the better looking one. Oh, that's two of them. That's two separate ones. Damn, there was two. Oh, man. Cindy Lauper.
We evolved into chaos.
Cindy Lauper.
King of the Hill.
Oh, God. I might clip that last 2 minutes out.
No, I think it should probably stay because they need a real look inside of the inner workings of the Prime League podcast, and that was it right there.
There you go.
You're right.
It's just utter chaos behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen. You're right.
Uncut. Actually, now that's one thing that, that I love about this podcast that's all uncut, with the exception of the one little splice I made that one episode that I told you guys about before I even posted it. That was it. Everything else is uncut. And it was just something that I added from a previous episode because we liked it better. And it was something that nobody heard yet, so it was still original. We still said it. Yeah. Wasn't just on that particular episode.
And it still aired.
Yeah. So, what? Oh, damn. Okay, all right. Gentlemen, this was a great episode.
Yeah.
A lot of energy with this episode.
I enjoyed every second of it.
We got to hype the commish.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Shane was in tears. He didn't.
He literally was.
I'll let you know. This one isn't recorded, so it won't be on YouTube. But I just want you, his eyes are red right now. He was bawling his eyes out in appreciation of us.
Well, it means a lot to me, guys. So I appreciate you.
I thought I saw his lip quiver a little bit too.
Yeah, for sure.
Squids had a hand in some of those, most of those hypes that I read, by the way.
I knew they didn't come from you.
It was her idea to hype you anyways. I was like, nah, come on. We're going to lose our sponsorship and everything.
Right. Man, when the founder of Greg's Eggs hears this tomorrow, he's not going to be impressed.
Because we're still charging him for it. Well, we didn't tell him this was happening.
We're really going to have to talk our way out of this one. Dude.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live. All right. We got a game tomorrow night. Saints welcome in the Jaguars. Don't forget to set your lineups, gentlemen. Anything else before we bounce on out of you today?
I don't think so. Solid episode. Love the work. Love the guest. Can't wait till next week.
Can't wait.
King of the Hill.